Border Patrol agents catch previously deported killer sneaking back into Texas. By Bob Price on September 29, 2021. Rio Grande Valley Sector Border Patrol agents arrested a migrant who had been convicted by a Florida court for homicide. The convicted killer illegally re-entered the U.S. with a group of five other migrants. McAllen Station Border Patrol agents apprehended a group of six migrants who crossed the border on September 27 near Mission, Texas. During processing, the agents found one of the migrants, a Honduran national, has a conviction from a Miami court for homicide. According to information provided by Rio Grande Valley Sector Border Patrol officials. Murderer arrested. RGV hashtag USBP agents thwart three human smuggling attempts that led to the arrest of a Honduran national convicted of homicide in Miami, Florida. Identifying dangerous criminals is crucial to hashtag border security. Read more, pic.twitter.com/lnbjfcz0fj. Chief Patrol Agent Brian Hastings, at USBP Chifrgv, September 28, 2021. The court sentenced the man to 18 months in prison and 3 years of probation. Following his prison term, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, Enforcement and Removal Operations officers removed the man to Honduras. The migrant could now face federal felony charges for illegal reentry after removal as a convicted felon. If charged and convicted, he could face up to 20 years in federal prison. Later that day, Rio Grande City Station agents received a request for assistance from a Texas Department of Public Safety trooper regarding a vehicle bailout where several migrants fled into the brush following a pursuit. Agents responded to the location and began a search of the area. The search led to the arrest of five migrants they found in the brush. The DPS trooper arrested the driver on charges related to human smuggling and evading arrest. A short investigation led the agents to a human smuggling stash house operation. Texas DPS troopers, Rio Grande City police officers, and Border Patrol agents teamed up to raid the stash house. A search of the house led to the apprehension of seven more migrants illegally present in the U.S. No operator of the stash house was identified at the time. DPS troopers requested assistance a few hours later regarding another suspected stash house operation. Weslaco Station agents responded and found 12 more migrants being held for transport into the U.S. interior. Agents identified the migrants as citizens of Ecuador, Central America, Mexico, and Peru, officials reported. DPS troopers took one person into custody and charged them with being the operator of the stash house. So far this fiscal year, which began on October 1, 2020, Rio Grande Valley sector agents disrupted more than 440 human smuggling stash house operations. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price and Facebook.